Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of receiving mercies from you that encourage us. And we thank you. We know we're speaking about being spiritual today. And so we know that we can't be spiritual if we don't draw close to our precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because you are the essence of everything. Everything is spiritual. Everything comes from you, and we come from you. But then thank you, Lord, that we've also got the prophets of old and the disciples that became apostles, and we appreciate that, Lord. So just help us this morning, just take hold of the spirituality, because in spirituality we can have life and life in abundance, and we can have peace with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 8 from verse 5 to 8. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It doesn't submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God.
Hallelujah. So we see here the importance of being spiritually minded. And there's just so much to talk about this. You've got Romans chapter 12 that talks about giving your body and letting your mind be changed by the Spirit of God. And I think the most important thing is initially is make sure you are born again, that you're looking to our spiritual Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because they're the ultimate. That's our source. That's where all life originated from. And so we need to get back to our God, born again, believing in Jesus, receiving the Holy Spirit. But then I just want to encourage you this morning to be spiritual minded. We've got a wonderful prophet of old, Isaiah. And I mean, we need to take a chapter of his life, Isaiah 50, because you see so many beautiful clues here. When to meet the Lord, how to meet the Lord, how to live in faith, keeping his word, persevering with it, and then seeing God, because we won't be ashamed. And I mean, this guy, we can just look at his track record. This was his secret that he woke up to, that morning by morning the Lord is there to speak to him. And look how much he saw. He saw the kingdom coming here on earth as it is in heaven. Isaiah 11, where it talks about the everything being restored, the lamb and the lion, and no destroying on this earth any longer, because Mount Zion is here on earth as it is in heaven, and it will cover the earth. He talks about the work of Jesus. Isaiah 53, where it talks about he was like the lamb that was slain for us, as John the Baptist said, behold the lamb that comes to take away our sins. And Isaiah saw all this hundreds of years before it happened. And there's just so much. The book of Isaiah is just so rich. So the key is here, back to Isaiah. Morning by morning, God is there to waken you up to his wonderful plan. He says his mercies are new every morning, and this is his mercies or his great and precious promises that he opens up to you. And we know that the righteous live by faith. So you've got a beautiful picture of living by faith, drawing close to the Lord, hearing what the Lord has got to say, keeping yourself consistent to his word, staying in the boundaries of the wonderful truth, the light, the answers. The light for the darkness, the blessings for the curses. And then you've got right at the end, he gives you such a warning, you know, and it says, if the Lord doesn't light your fire, if he's not the main ingredient in your life, if you're not drawing close to him in the morning and all the time, like you're not conscious of him, you will lie down in torment, because then you're lighting your own fires, and that fire is coming from your surroundings, is coming from the flesh, it's coming from outside. God has got a unique, wonderful plan with you. So draw close to him so that he can bring about his plan in your life. Because who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit of God, so as to know what has freely been given to us. So be blessed. God loves you, and He's wanting a relationship. He's wanting you to walk conscious of Him on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.